Welcome to another episode of Morning Coffee with your host, Rick Alexander. I started this show to talk about all of the interesting, complex, paradoxical, and sometimes uncomfortable aspects of the human experience. If you get anything from this show, the greatest compliment you could give me is to share this show with somebody that you think the message may resonate with, or to head to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. Additionally, if you want to interact with me, you can follow me at @RickAlexander_ on Instagram. Without further ado, on to the show. Welcome to the very first Morning Coffee podcast with Rick Alexander of the year 2021. Today's quote is from my friend, one of my best friends in the entire world, Nita Meyer. She has since passed, but she posted this on her Instagram in August of 2019. And I'll talk about why I'm using this quote today. But she said, "Right now, I'm focusing on living each day the way that I want to and surrounding myself with the people and things I love. My goal each day is to go to bed content and happy with how I've spent my time. I have to say that there's a part of me that is grateful for having cancer. It has completely changed my outlook on life and who I am as a person. I urge each of you to look inside yourself and figure out what is making you happy and what isn't. It's okay to let go of people, jobs, things, and feelings if they aren't making you the best version of yourself. We only get one life, and we don't know how long we have it. Find joy in the little things. Find your spark wherever you can. Make a difference when possible, and just be nicer to humans. We're all here on the same planet doing the best we can each day. Saying hi to strangers, holding doors, or helping someone put the groceries in their car can change your entire day and theirs. Something so minuscule really can have a snowball effect and change more lives than you realize." Tomorrow, I'm going to kick off a brand new series on the MCP called The Reality of Transformation. But today, what I wanted to do is talk to you a little bit about what my goal is for this podcast for the year. Last year, I had goals, and like many of us, I just watched them evaporate and wasn't really sure. So there was a lot of reeling, and I have a sign on my desk. So I podcasted pretty infrequently this past year, and I have a sign on my desk that says, "Open your mouth only if what you're going to say is more beautiful than silence." And it's funny because there was a lot of times this year where I felt like in order to stay in integrity with myself and my own soul, I had to not podcast. I had to look around. I had to be observant. I had to really just take a look at what was really going on in the world. And I'm really grateful for that time. And hopefully you guys also were able to benefit from the reflection and the pauses and the things not working out like you'd hope they would. I think sometimes being patient is really just recognizing that you don't really know how this moment is going to turn out when it's all said and done. And so being patient is having the wisdom and the wherewithal to just know that. As far as format, I'm going to do interviews this year for sure. I have a bunch of interviews coming up that I'm super excited to start airing. And at the same time, I am going to mostly do this kind of content. I really love this medium. I'm going to keep my episodes under 12 minutes, mainly because I've realized if I can't explain it in 12 minutes, I just don't understand it and I need to go back to the drawing board. So it's kind of a mercy play for my listeners. And also it really forces me to work harder to articulate a more clear message. So I've got three goals for the Morning Coffee podcast this year. I want this podcast to be a channel for wisdom. I want it to be a community for seekers. And I want it to be a change for your perspective. And I want to break down what those are. The reason I started this podcast with a quote from one of my favorite all-time humans, Nita Meyer, was because we had a conversation one time about intelligence and wisdom, and we talked about the fact that, like, intelligence is knowing something that's coherent and relevant to the environment you're in, right? And so in the context of Hurt Cancer, it's like, you know, intelligence is knowing what's going to happen when your body is under attack from these T cells, right? It's seeing the white blood cells go up. It's understanding how the body fights it, understanding how the cancer cells replicate themselves. But wisdom is something altogether different than intelligence, right? Wisdom is something like the echo of what's always been and always will be true. It's like an innate human truth, regardless of time, place, or culture. And though you might be intelligent about what cancer does to your body, wisdom is what you get when they tell you that you have it. I've been following a wisdom path myself, like a spiritual practice. It's a wisdom path, and it's changing my life in ways that I really can't articulate that well. But what I can say is it's given me an amount of peace that I've never had in my life elsewhere. I've always been good at goals. I've always been good at striving. I've always been good at achieving. But peace is something that's eluded me. And so I, to the best of my ability, and I would never consider myself wise, but I do believe that I can recite wisdom, right? I do believe that I can channel wisdom if I can get out of the way and get my goals out of the way. So that's one of the things that we're going to do a lot this year is just allow this thing to be a channel for wisdom. A community for seekers. You know, my whole life, I've always wanted to know what was ultimately true. I'm doing a commentary for the Burn Your Couch audiobook right now, which will be out in a couple of months. And I was thinking back to like why I started running these ultra marathons. And I'll tell you, one of the reasons is because I wanted to know what was really true. Like if you pay attention and listen to people, one of the things you'll notice is that people are always assigning limits to themselves, to everyone else, to the world around them. And maybe it's because, you know, we feel safer if we're in a world that we can understand, right? If there are limits, and maybe it helps us feel safe, and maybe it's a subconscious drive or unconscious drive. Maybe we're not even aware of how much we're limiting ourselves. But growing up, I always had to question. I was like, is that true? And when people talk about truth in some way and they've not lived it, there's a hollowness to it, right? So when people sit on a pulpit, or they sit at the top of a classroom, or they sit in a podcast, or they write a book, and they're reciting themselves the book answer, but you know that they've not steeped themselves in the trenches, in the experience, in the arena, then the truth feels hollow. It feels like it's not really true. It's like something you're just saying. I think one of the reasons I started running ultras is because I wanted to find out, like, what can my body do? Because I'm seeing people that are doing crazy things, even though in my hometown, I looked around and didn't see a lot of what I was hoping to do with my life. You know, you see glimpses of it in magazines and on TVs and stuff. And so I want to create a community for seekers. So I'm starting a YouTube channel this year, and that's going to be super dope. I'm not going to talk about it yet, but I have so many cool plans for it. And I just want to build a community for people that are open-minded. The last thing I would ever want to do is tell you how to live your life. And I think that if you look in the influencer community, social media kind of thing, and I certainly fell victim to this, which is why I think I can talk about it somewhat intelligently, is like sometimes your life's not working for you. And instead of trying to go the really difficult path and finding out, well, what should I be doing? How are people that are finding more contentment living, and then deciding to try to go through the really difficult thing of changing behavior, which is why I'm kicking off with this Reality of Transformation series tomorrow. But instead of going the really difficult route of changing their own behavior, they just make a whole bunch of motivational posts and they try to get people to be like them, right? And so it's like the blind is leading the blind out there. And so I just want a community for seekers. No matter what you follow, no matter what you pray to, no matter what your thing is, if you're interested in trying to figure out what's ultimately true, which is certainly the thing that I'm into, then this will be a great community for you. And we'll do workshops and cool things like that. A change for perspective. I'm going to be honest. One of the things that I believe, and I've probably said this on here ad nauseum, but I think we're punished by our sins, and it's been misconstrued, and we think we're punished for our sins. But I think that to miss the mark is to sin. And I think if we miss the mark, we punish ourselves. And I think that a lack of perspective is its own punishment. And you're seeing this in the world today, right? Like you're seeing people whose lives are deteriorating around them. And because they don't have the ability to pivot and to change their perspective, they don't have the ability to see what else is true. In today's world, and in fact, any world that we have record of, change is constant, right? Things are always changing. Now, a lot of us were born into a period of somewhat stability, like in between, you know, after the Cold War and then before 9/11. Like we had a couple of decades of stability. And so people that aren't able to let go of their perspective, they end up living a really tough life because the world's going to change. And when the world changes, your perspective changes. And so if you hold on to what used to be true, that's going to punish you endlessly until you can just let yourself go and just be part of it all. And what I want to do is offer you new perspectives constantly. And some you might like, some you might not like. That's really not the point. You know, the point is understanding that other perspectives do exist. Because if I understand that other perspectives exist, then maybe I can have more grace for you when you come at me with one that I think is stupid and vice versa. And so going through this prolonged period of peace and lack of upheaval has made us think that it's okay to be dogmatic in our opinions. And I think that our lives are showing us different right now. And so my goal, to the best of my ability, is to really bring guests on here and just offer new perspectives in the world. And then finally, I want to say this. I did a podcast a couple of weeks ago about how you're not obligated to participate in the madness. And like, you know, there's a difference between listening to the narratives on social media, listening to what the media is saying, right? And then really putting your ear to the ground and seeing like, but what's happening in my world? Like, what's going on in the earth, right? And so if you go outside and you pay attention, like I think that you'll find that the world isn't, it's not as fucked up as it's being made to seem. There are certainly things that are problems, and those things deserve our attention, assuredly. But I also think that if you're really still, you'll notice that there are other things going on too, and that there are opportunities here. Opportunities to be better, opportunities to grow in a direction that's authentic to you, opportunities to build a life in a way that you want to. And so I would just encourage you, as we have this, you know, proverbial new start, allow that to breathe new life into your perspective and into your thought process. And so, yeah, I think our lives are just asking us to come back home to what's really true, to be observant, to form our own opinions. And I'm going to leave you guys with this Dirty Heads cover. So they're a reggae rock band, but they just covered this song For What It's Worth. And I find it to be really interesting to just listen to the words and think about what's going on in the world today and, form your own opinions. All right, I love you. We'll talk tomorrow with the reality of transformation.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. Think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's bad lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds, getting so much resistance from behind. I think we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. 1,000 people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly saying hooray for our side. Think it's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're afraid. Step out of line, the man will come and take you away. I think we'll stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey,